You're listening to SBS News.
Fireworks and music in Tamil Nadu's Tulasindrapuram, the hometown Indian village of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's maternal grandfather. Her uncle, Gopalan Balachandran, says relatives plan to attend her swearing-in ceremony next year.
Last time, when she was sworn in as a senator, we were all there. This time, when it's sworn as the vice president and Biden as president, we'll be there. We'll both of us, all of us will go there. Now it means family get together, because all of us sisters and my nieces and their family, we'll all be together. So that otherwise there are not many opportunities for all of them to come to India, for all of us to go there at the same time. So that will be a family together.
World leaders and keen observers have responded in different ways to the outcome of the US election. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison thanked President Donald Trump and congratulated Mr. Biden by inviting him to visit Australia next year.
This is a profound time, not just for the United States, but for our partnership and the world more broadly. And I look forward to forging a great partnership. I hope that he will join us here in Australia for the 70th anniversary of ANZUS.
ANZUS is a security treaty between Australia, New Zealand and the United States, which was signed in 1951 to another close ally, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared his enthusiasm for a Biden victory, calling on the US to lead the global response to climate change.
And I think now with President Biden in the White House in Washington, we have the real prospect of American global leadership in tackling climate change. And the UK, as you know, was the first major country to set out that objective of net zero by 2050. We led the way a few years ago, and we're really hopeful now that President Biden will follow and will help us to deliver a really good outcome at the COP26 summit next year in Glasgow.
Chilean President Sebastian Piñera echoed that message. In other parts of the world, some leaders have not made a public statement yet. This includes Russia's Vladimir Putin, China's Xi Jinping, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro. Meanwhile, in Joe Biden's ancestral village in Ireland, residents of Carlingford in County Louth celebrated with a parade where hundreds of people waved American and Irish flags and a local band played a special song called Our Local Joe. Mr. Biden's third cousin, Loretta Blewett, says it's very special that Mr. Biden cherishes his Irish heritage, while also encouraging that he honours political commitments.
You know, he talks about it quite a lot. He'll be very protective of Ireland with everything that's going on with Brexit. He will be very keen to protect the Good Friday Agreement. And, you know, I think hopefully we'll be able to get him over here for a visit during the next 4 years.
The Good Friday Agreement, also known as the Belfast Agreement, was signed in 1998 and ended decades of political conflict and violence in Northern Ireland. The UK government has been accused of putting the Good Friday Agreement in danger by introducing new legislation as part of the Brexit process. In Japan, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says he aims to strengthen the Japan-US alliance and to secure peace and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Mr. Biden as a friend of the State of Israel, but also thanked Mr. Trump for his stance against Iran and for helping to normalize relations with multiple Arab countries.
I would like to open with greetings to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. For almost 40 years, I have a personal, long and warm relationship with Joe Biden, and I know him as a big friend of the State of Israel. I thank President Trump again for the great friendship he has shown the State of Israel and me personally. I congratulate him for his stand against Iran and for the historic peace agreements. Thank you, President Trump.
Palestinians have expressed mixed reaction to Mr. Biden's victory. Under the Trump administration, the past 4 years have changed the political landscape for Israelis and Palestinians. Mr. Trump abolished aid to the Palestinian Authority in the occupied West Bank, formally recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, refused to condemn settlement expansion, and withdrew funding to the United Nations Refugee Agency, on which millions of Palestinians depend on for food and education. Hanan Ashrawi is a senior official of Palestine Liberation Organization. She says Donald Trump's Middle East plan needs to be abolished.
It's an end of a very dangerous and toxic era. It has seriously targeted Palestinian rights, destroyed the chances of peace, and has created such a corrosive impact on everything in the region. But what we need to do is not just do damage control, stop the damage, remove the so-called Trump plan, the deal of the century, off the table, undo all these steps that can be done, particularly since there are steps that are executive decisions that can be undone, and then start a real dialogue with the Palestinians on how can there be a real discussion.
In Bosnia, hundreds of people flocked to the city centre of Sarajevo to celebrate. As a senator during the 1990s, Joe Biden played a key role in ending a four-year Bosnian conflict, leading to the signing of the 1995 peace agreement. Elsewhere, officials in Yemen urged Mr. Biden to take action to end the country's war, which has left millions suffering from food and medical shortages and killing more than 10,000 people. Hisham Sharaf, the Houthi government's Minister of Foreign Affairs, called for US intervention.
What we are looking for in this whole election is to instruct, to pressure the Saudis and the Emiratis to stop the war in Yemen, not decreasing the assistance to the Saudis or to the Emiratis. We are not enemies of the Americans. I have to say to the whole world, we are not enemies of the American public or the Americans as citizens. Sometimes when we curse or when we shout against the Americans, we do mean the administration, which gives the support to the Saudis, to the Emiratis, to others who are killing our citizens.
And in the small western Kenyan village of Kogelo,
winning to Joe Biden.
Joe Biden! Obama. Joe Biden! Obama. Joe Biden!
Kenyans celebrated the victory in church and on the streets of former US President Barack Obama's ancestral village. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.